Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. Today is Thursday, October the 11th, 2018, and this is The Daily. More information was provided on the Splatoon 2 Octoling 3-Pack Amiibo regarding what items you'll receive in the game. Using the Octoling Girl will provide enchanted witch outfits. The Octoling Boy will give you steel armor from head to toe. And the Octopus Amiibo will give you the fresh fish gear based on a popular character of Inkopolis, which looks to be some sort of Mickey Mouse looking dog? Anywho, these costumes seem fit for Halloween, but the Amiibo won't be released until December the 7th. So feel free to dress as a knight in shining armor for the holidays. Another crossover event is coming to Animal Crossing Pocket Camp. This time, it's all about Pokemon, as if catching Pokemon in one mobile game wasn't enough. Based on a tweet from the official Animal Crossing UK Twitter, you'll be able to participate in a Pokeball scavenger hunt to obtain Eevee-themed items starting tomorrow. And speaking of mobile games, it's been noted a few times from executives that they want mobile games to be one of Nintendo's pillars of revenue. Well, in Japan, two of Nintendo's mobile games are in the top 10 grossing in both iPhone and Android devices, which is a first time for them. The two games are Fire Emblem Heroes, number 4 on iPhone and number 6 on Android, and recent release Dragalia Lost, number 10 on the iPhone and number 6 on Android. Big congrats to Nintendo as they look to be well on their way in being a big name with mobile games. Mario Tennis Aces is getting a small update to version 2.0.1. They've implemented changes to the shot system and changes to character abilities. You can check out all the details in the patch notes by going to support.nintendo.com and searching for Mario Tennis Aces. The development team Ubisoft Milan worked on Mario & Rabbids Kingdom Battle, and they're currently hiring! Their hiring website shows that they're looking for artists and programmers for a prestigious AAA title. This, along with a recent Ubisoft survey asking about Mario characters, has the internet buzzing about what Ubisoft could have next in store for the Switch. With last year's Mario crossover, and this year's upcoming crossover with Star Fox in Starlink Battle for Atlas, Nintendo fans should keep a close watch on what's to come. And that's all for today. Quick shoutouts to Insane Gaming and Aaron Edward Betker for recently favoriting on Anchor. Thanks for the support. If you have any feedback about the podcast or would just like to say hi, feel free to send me a voice message on the Anchor app or send me a tweet on Twitter at LPTiger, LPTYGER. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.